morning, everyone. Morning. Let's open in a prayer. Father God, we just want to lift up your name, Lord. Your name that is above all names. Father, we just want to come before you in reverence, and Father, we just want to just worship you with our lives. And Lord, we just pray that you will come. May your Holy Spirit be with us and really speak to us. And may we really hear your voice and understand it deeply, Lord God. And so Lord, we just want to commit this time into your hands. Lord, we love you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The passage this morning is from Mark 13, verse 1 to 19. As Jesus was leaving the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what massive stones, what magnificent buildings. Do you see all these great buildings?" Jesus replied, "Not one stone here will be left on another. Every one will be thrown down." As Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter, James, John, and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when will these things happen? And what will be the sign that they are all about to be fulfilled?" Jesus said to them, "Watch out, no one deceives you. Many will come in my name, claiming, 'I am he,' and will deceive many. When you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places and famines. These are the beginning of birth pains. You must be on your guard. You will be handed over to local councils and flogged in the synagogues. On account of me, you will stand before governors and kings as witnesses to them. And the gospel must first be preached to all nations. Whenever you are arrested and brought to the trial, do not worry beforehand about what to say. Just say whatever is given you at the time, for it is not you speaking, but the Holy Spirit. Brother will betray brother to death, and a father his child. Children will rebel against their parents and have them put to death. Everyone will hate you because of me, but the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. When you see the abomination that causes desolation standing where it does not belong, let the reader understand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let no one on the housetop go down or enter the house to take anything out. Let no one in the field go back to get their cloak. How dreadful it will be for those days for pregnant women and nursing mothers. Pray that this will not take place in winter, because those days will be days of distress, unequaled from the beginning, when God created the world until now, and never to be equaled again." Amen. So, I was really glad to get this passage. apparently, in my preparing for it, it's one of the more challenging passages in the New Testament, I would say. There's been quite a lot of, in just reading up and preparing for it, some different interpretations on what, you know, Jesus really meant in these passages. But just to cover off some points on, Jesus covered a lot of ground there. He was speaking about future events and possibly destruction and tribulation. And so he covered the temple's destruction, and the temple he was referring to is the temple in Jerusalem. It was a massive temple. You know, if you're not aware, it was kind of, I think it's 1.5 million square feet and covered something like half of Jerusalem. And Jesus predicted its destruction, which happened. Of course, he talked about the questions on end times, Warning against deception, wars and rumors, natural disasters, persecution of believers, testimony to the nations, guidance and what to do when persecuted, betrayals in the family, amongst brothers, amongst father and their children, and great tribulation and suffering. So it really highlighted sort of the need for vigilance and faith and perseverance. But the some of the interpretations, I think, just to give some background, there's a number, but I would say sort of three that stood out is, you know, one is it a historical prophecy, sort of a literal prophecy about what was going to happen in the coming years and decades. And so many scholars would view this passage as Jesus predicting the destruction of the temple, which did occur in 70 AD. So this Jesus was speaking in 30 AD, and the temple was destroyed in 70 AD by the Romans. And this interpretation would then emphasize it's like a historical context, and Jesus sees words as a warning to his disciples and his followers, the early followers, on what to do when that happened, and to basically run when that happened, and giving context to exactly sort of what signs to look for and what signs not to look for. Another interpretation is that this is like an eschatological teaching that focuses on end times, that this is something that's going to happen in the future, in a far future, and something related to revelations and and how, you know, God's plan will be fulfilled. And some scholars that also talk about this being spiritual symbolism, that it's suggesting the destruction of the temple represents a transition from the old covenant to a new covenant, and Jesus himself becomes the center of worship and faith. But I think when preparing, what really resonated and spoke to me is among all those interpretations, that this something that really sort of came through was that Jesus was giving a practical guide to his believers. That this interpretation sees the this being practical advice for his followers in persecution and in trials. It emphasizes reliance on the Holy Spirit, spreading the gospel, even in times of suffering, and staying faithful among challenges. So, kind of fast forward to today, and with all the news and all the turmoil and the kind of living in unprecedented times, on top of all that, and kind of bringing it home a bit more with, like, you know, sharing in house church and at home and with family, and we've had there's been sort of death of loved ones, difficulties at work, family, spiritual warfare. It really has felt like recent times there's been sort of moments when we're at sort of our crossroads of faith. And there has been like a bit of a recurring question recently at my home, which has been, what is the point? And I think, yeah, I was very blessed when given this, not maybe not at the beginning, but at the end, I felt very blessed to be given this passage, because I believe Jesus really wants to speak to us all today, that we are to persevere and endure in our faith, and to be on our guard, because there will be deceptions, there will be disasters, there will be betrayal, there will be persecution, there will be suffering. And Jesus says, don't worry, and persevere and endure. The disciples were, you know, at the beginning of the chapter, they were concerned with the physical stones of the temple, and classic sort of Jesus style, his reply was, you know, not to answer their questions about the stones, but actually about their spiritual well-being and how what's really going on underneath. So I think Jesus is really encouraging us to stand firm to the end, and we will be saved. And the point, what is the point? The point is, through this passage, that Jesus will return. And our endurance, our perseverance will totally be worth it. I think if I can invite the worship. Yeah. And maybe as we worship and we pray, let us really focus our eyes on Jesus. You know, with all the noise and the chaos and the distractions in our lives, in this world, at work, at home, in our relationships, in our fears. Yeah, let's invite the Holy Spirit to really just help us to focus on Him. Yeah, to really fill us with His faith. Let His joy be our strength. His peace be our confidence. Let's cast all our expectations away from our people, away from our finances, away from our leaders, away from anything that is not from Him. And let's cast all our expectations onto God, because God will never, ever fail us. And He promised to always be faithful. And Jesus says to endure and stand firm, and we will be saved.
All right. Could we gather at the front and let's spend some time praying? Thank you, Henry, for sharing your message.